Whispers from the Stones, Lessons from Ancient Christian Burial Grounds. Is there anything more to an old cemetery than just quiet peace? The ancient Christian burial grounds aren't just resting places for the body, they're open-air classrooms for the soul. With their weathered crosses, carved symbols, and stories etched in stone, they're a powerful reminder of our faith every day. This post will go over some of those lessons casually, like chatting over coffee while strolling the grounds. No fancy lectures, just real talk about how these places point us back to Jesus. It's important to remember our mortality in ancient cemeteries, especially those connected to early Christians. It's like a mist that appears for a while, then vanishes. Walking among the graves makes that truth hit home gently, but firmly. The headstones with dates from centuries ago remind us that generations before us lived, loved, laughed, and faced the same struggles we do. Despite that, they believed in Jesus and got through it. By living with purpose today, we don't put off what matters most. One big lesson comes from the symbols carved into those old stones. Take the anchor, for example. Early Christians used it to hide the cross during persecutions. It symbolizes hope that never fails. The dove symbolizes the Holy Spirit and peace that transcends understanding. Lamb symbolized Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away sin from the world. Those images weren't random, they were visual sermons for people who couldn't always read the Bible. They whispered truths about resurrection and eternal life right there. We can also learn about community and communion of saints from cemeteries. People used to bury their loved ones together in catacombs or churchyards in early Christian times. It meant that death doesn't break the family of God. We are connected through Christ, whether on earth or in heaven. Those rows of graves show a cloud of witnesses cheering us on, and it makes you think about your own life. Can we live in a way that honors those who came before us and prepares the way for them? Another powerful takeaway is the hope of resurrection. The Apostle Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians 15, about how the body is sown in weakness but raised in power. Christians did not cremate their dead like some pagan cultures did. In ancient graves, broken columns and sleeping figures remind us this life is temporary, but the next is wonderful. Gothic arches and stone crosses point to the future with Jesus. Death is real, but it's not the end. In old cemeteries, you'll find simple crosses or humble markers that have lasted hundreds of years through wind, rain, and time. It shows the strength of a faith rooted in Christ. In our fast-paced world of fleeting trends, the steadfastness of these stones calls us to deepen ourselves in scripture and prayer. It's about living lives that leave a legacy of faithfulness, not just material stuff that disappears. Let's not forget the call to comfort and grieve with hope. Cemeteries are places where sadness meets joy. You see weeping angels and clasped hands on stones, symbols of farewell and reunion. Yet the inscriptions often include words like rest in peace or Bible verses about eternal life. It reminds us that we don't mourn like those who don't have hope. Jesus wept at Lazarus' tomb, showing that grief is okay, but we grieve with the hope of resurrection. We can slow down and reflect at ancient Christian burial grounds. In a culture that avoids talking about death, these grounds force us to face it honestly. We think about where we'll spend eternity. Have we trusted Christ for salvation? Are we ready to meet our Maker? If we remember the empty tomb, we don't fear death. Jesus conquered death, so we too will. Gothic Christian cemeteries have a lot of artistic elements. With tall spires, intricate carvings, and dramatic shadows, they draw people's eyes upward and stir their hearts to worship. It's like life persisting through death. These visual cues make the lessons stick in a way words can't. Don't forget that every grave points to the cross as we wrap up this walk through the churchyard. The lessons from ancient cemeteries aren't about dwelling in darkness, but about embracing the light of Jesus. You should pause in an old cemetery next time you pass by, read the stones, ponder the symbols, and let Jesus stir your heart. They call us to holy living, deep hope, and unwavering faith.